الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that Islam is the name of a practice. Islam is not the name of a theory. Islam is not even the name of a theology. Islam is the name of a practice. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed so much importance on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is only through the sunnah that we understand how to practice Islam. If Islam was not a practice, then the sunnah would not have been given the importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it. At the most, Allah would have said some good things about His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah would have told us to follow the Quran. But Allah did not tell us to do this. Allah told us to follow His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah did not say follow the Quran, Allah said follow the Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Verily for you, the best example is the example of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who follows the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will he get? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah said, say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow my sunnah, follow me, make my ittiba, which is even more than ita'at. Make my ittiba, imitate me, emulate me, and what will happen? Then Allah will love you. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and all and most merciful. And that is the reason also why traditionally and historically the attacks on Islam have always been on the sunnah. People have not attacked the Quran. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Other than that, people have attacked the sunnah. People have, and may Allah forgive us, we Muslims are the biggest culprits in this. Somebody, somewhere, shaitan in one form or the other has convinced us that the sunnah is something which is at best voluntary. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, sunnati chayna. If you don't want to do it, it's okay. It is not so important. Now this is pure from shaitan. This is absolutely distilled shaitan essence, that this has been put into our minds. And this needs to be immediately and completely and totally removed from our minds. The sunnah is not voluntary. The sunnah has not been left to us to follow as we wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu commanded us to follow the sunnah. How much? Completely. The life of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Verily for you a good example is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Full life. Completely. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu also caused the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including the minutest and smallest of details, to be recorded so faithfully. This is an absolutely unique, one single case in the entire history of mankind where the life and the details of somebody have been recorded with such faithfulness, with such integrity, and to such detail, such minute details. Yeah, we all claim to love our parents. I absolutely challenge anybody who is listening to this, those who are here and those who will listen in different parts of the world. I challenge you. Describe for me what the sole of the foot of your father looks like. And I will give you $1,000,000 if you can describe that without going and looking for the sole of your, looking at this under the foot, the sole of the foot of your father. They have described this. Rasulullah's sole of his foot. What was the sole of his foot like? Now imagine somebody can describe somebody's face and this and that, all of which has been described. of Rasulullah ﷺ. But what about the underside of the sole of the foot? Why would you describe it? What is so important about the sole of anybody's foot? So what if it was like this or like that? I challenge you, whoever you want, whichever person you love the greatest, tell me how do they clip their nails? Which finger do they start from and which finger do they end? I bet you can't even say this about yourself. Can you say this? After all, you would have clipped your nails at least 1 week ago. I mean, since we don't have, you know, claws, we have nails. So the nails we clip maybe once in a week, once in 10 days. So what you did 1 week ago or 10 days ago, if I tell you, do you remember how you clipped? Unless you clipped according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you can say, yes, I know, because that is how I clip. Not mine, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But imagine, how did he clip his nails? From where did he start to where did he end? Minutest details. What did he do in the battlefield? What did he do when he was running the state? What did he do when he was inside his house? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even caused him to have many wives, so that even his domestic, the minutest and private domestic details, did not have one Ravi, didn't have one person to record. They had multiple people to record them, so that nobody can say, oh, but you see, one woman, she forgot, or she was mistaken. No. We don't say one woman because they are our mothers and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the status, Azwajatu Mutahharat, Rahmatullahi Alayha, Alayhim Ajma'in. We don't say that, but I'm saying people can say historically it is not a valid reference because it's only one person. Not one person, even those details, multiple people. What was his bed like? One day in one of the I think it was Umm Salama's radiallahu anha's house, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept very restlessly. So he asked her, when he woke up, he said, what did you do to the bed? It was, I didn't sleep properly. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, his bed was one, you know, like a thick sheet or something. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, I folded it over one fold, so that it is a little thicker, I thought it will be more comfortable for you. He said, no. It was too thick. Eh? We like to sleep in mattresses which are like clouds. You lie down in it and you sink completely. It swallows you. 8 inches. Minutest detail. Now think about it. Why is it necessary to record such minute details of somebody? And then, to the extent, what is the most important, number one most important thing in Islam, once you enter Islam, once you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, what is the number one most important thing in Islam? Salah. Right? This Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us how to do it. I challenge you, all these great Quraniyin and Ahlul Quran and... find me the method of salah in the Quran. So, na'udhu billah, what do you think? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the hukum, aqimu salah, and he forgot to give you the direction. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Really, I tell you, especially people who deny the sunnah, this is what happens. You deny the importance of the Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away your aql. Seriously, you deny the importance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away your aql, your intelligence, your brain, your thinking disappears. Because you are telling me follow the Quran. No problem, absolutely 100%, I will follow the Quran. Number one thing after kalima is salah. So find me how to do salah in the Quran. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to do salah. And then his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you see me pray. Now this is if anyone needs proof of the position of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't think there is a proof which is bigger than this. that the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the number one thing which is the differentiator between Islam and Kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a matter of the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to do salah? The way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. If he did ruku, you do ruku. If he did sujood, you do sujood. He did the ruku before the sujood, so therefore you follow. Why? What is the answer? Because he did. Because there is no within quotes logical answer to the question why. Why must I do 2 sajda and not 25 sajda? Why must I do 2 sajda and not 1 sajda? Why must I do 1 ruku instead of 2 ruku? There is no answer. The answer is because this is how it is done. By whom? By Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, follow me in this matter. And we know from the seerah, we know from the sunnah that for everything, the salah was used by the sahaba as the guiding point. With the khilafat of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what was the decision point on which they accepted the khilafat of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu stood up and said, who is it that will accept that he is the imam and Abu Bakr prays behind him, radiallahu anhu? And they say, Ya'adhu Billah, may Allah protect us from this. How can Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu pray behind us? So he said, Ya Abu Bakr, raise your hand, I will give you my bayah. People will give, and the people gave bayah on this basis. They said, he is the man appointed as the imam by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we have to follow him. And they followed him. So the issue of the importance of salah. Then, let's go to one more point. Which is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu himself. How do you know that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawmiddin is Quran? What is the proof? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it and told us this is Quran. Because he also told us the explanation of this. And he told us this is not Quran, this is my explanation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and confirmed this. Where he said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. He said, my Nabi does not speak of his own volition. My Nabi does not speak whatever he wishes. He says only that which has been revealed to him. Blanket statement. And that's the reason why the Sahaba gave so much importance to the Sunnah, even to things which the Jahilun amongst us consider today to be unimportant. For example, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu has been stabbed, he is dying, he is lying down, he is dying, they give him water, the water comes out of his stomach because he has been stabbed so badly. One young man from the Ansar, he comes to see him. And as he is going, Sayyidina Umar notices something, he tells them, call him back. Now imagine, this is who? Khalifatul Muslimin. Khulafa-i Rashida, one of the Khulafa-i Rashida. Direct student of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept Nubuwwat after me, Umar would have been the Nabi after me. Somebody who is of that stature, the greatest alim of his time, who was a bigger alim than Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu at this time. He is dying. When you are dying, what do? If you speak, these are your last words, your wasiyah, which is the most important essence of what you have to say. What does he say to this boy, to this young man? He calls him back. He says, raise your izar, raise your undergarment. That is better for your taqwa and it is better for the garment. Final words relate to the man's pajamas, his undergarment. Why? Because he considered it to be so important. It was not trivial. For them, it was not trivial. Today, the jahilun amongst us, we say, okay, pajama uthaye to hota kya? Pehle tumhara dimag durust kare to hota. Seriously, we have to ask this question. And that is where we have to, therefore, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to correct ourselves and say the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Islam. What is Islam? It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why the sahaba said this. Somebody comes and asks them, what is Islam? They said, kunu mislana, become like us. Like us meaning what? Because they were like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They imitated and emulated every single thing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single thing. So I remind myself and you, and it's not the idea to go along for this Fajr reminder, that let us be very clear in our minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this deen to be practiced. So Islam is the name of a practice. Islam is not a theory, Islam is not a philosophy. And as I say, Islam is not even a theology, Islam is the name of a practice. And this practice, how is it to be done? According to the one who came, the practitioner, the standard bearer, the demonstrator which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. And who is that? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama salli ta'ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.